Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The normalcy bias is a psychological predisposition to think that the future will be much the same as the past. Most of the time, that works. But there are loads of exceptions when things go far worse than they have in the recent past. When the market started to stumble 9 years ago, almost no financial analysts and experts anticipated that it would turn into the Great Recession that lasted for 2 years and is still impacting us today. The giant Swiss bank Credit Suisse, for instance, at one point forecasted that global losses would be no more than $50 billion. Instead, trillions of dollars of wealth disappeared. Now, many people have been lulled into complacency by repeated assurances from the Federal Reserve that the U.S. economy is recovering. Mentally, they are totally unprepared for the deteriorating economy that is actually happening. Since the Great Recession theoretically ended 7 years ago, the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis reports that there have been massive increases in student loans, food stamp recipients, federal debt, health insurance costs, and money printing. At the same time, the labor force participation rate, the workers' share of the economy, median family income, and home ownership rates have all dropped significantly. Presidents at two district Federal Reserve banks recently stated that the U.S. economy looks weak. Last week, the Treasury Department's Office of Financial Research report to Congress placed the risk of debt defaults as one of the top risks to financial stability this year. In the past 10 days, the Bank of Japan has instituted negative interest rates on some borrowing, and the U.S. Federal Open Market Committee finally admitted that the U.S. economy could be in trouble. This was after the head of the European Central Bank stated that the Eurozone economy was shaky. There are now so many official admissions that the economy this year could get much tougher than it was in the past few years, and I've only mentioned a few of them, that you need to pay attention and take action. Stay tuned. That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.